My name is Mercedes Warrick, and I am a spiritual channel. Recently, I completed a series of channels called The State of Our Womb, Brown-Hued Women Walk on Common Ground. I was not obedient. I was in fear that I didn't know what I was talking about, even though the channel is pure. But I didn't know enough about our history. I didn't know enough about what the channel was attempting to teach me. So back in October, when I got the instruction to pull a few people together, actually a few people that were virtual strangers, I might have been connected to you on Facebook, so that's the virtual part, but had no interaction with you other than perhaps sharing something that you've posted. To ask you to come to Las Vegas to sit in front of the, this morning the word was oracle, to just simply take in the presence and the essence of that which was flowing through. Upon reflection of doing these channels, so I compromised. I'll be perfectly honest in my human form. I compromised and I created an event and invited people to attend a teleconference, and then the channel flowed. The purpose of this recording is to give a synopsis of sort of the journey. The channels are not public. If you'd like the link to where they are located, I'd be happy to do that. I may or may not include it with this recording. So I'm going to go through point by point. It is very important for you to understand that my channel, which I call the Guides of the Eternal Infinite, it's like we are sitting at a table, and the guides come that are pertinent for the audience that I'm speaking with and for the message. And at times, if I go into channel, it's not my intent right now, anyway, at this point in this recording. But if I go into channel, you will hear pauses, because that's when people are getting up and other guides are sitting down. Okay. The language is a frequency of the third language. It is universal. If there is a time when I go into just the language, please know that that is for you. Sit quietly and listen. There's a lot of that going on right now. There's so much noise on the crust and at the surface that as a brown people, we are being asked to listen in between the gaps of that noise on the surface and also to go beneath the gaps, to soften our eyes, relax our brains, open our hearts, and listen to the silence within the gaps. There are many, many answers there. But as a people, what has happened, and this is a cultural paradigm that the guides are telling me, that we've all, because of who we are and our melanated beingness, that wonderful richness that we are all gifted, and more so than probably any other people, we are gifted and we understand or we know our gifts. What is happening right now is that the energy has shifted and we are now in a new energy. And a lot of the paradigms and the ways that we have gone about using our gifts are no longer necessary. It's quite honestly easier. There are things available to us that if we were to shed some of the mechanisms and mechanisms of the way that we're going about things, we would be able to have such a rich and vibrant access to the subtle frequencies, and through your gifts and guidance would be enriched and expanded. The guides are saying that for brown-hued women in particular, that we have gotten almost incestuous with our gift because we are not seeking information, knowledge, education about how to expand our gifts. And when we say this, we are not talking about putting yourself before teachers necessarily, although that may be one way. What we are saying is to open yourself to the teachings that are within yourself from your own spiritual guidance. And then communing with your sisters and other goddesses and empresses to almost find out what peace they've got. The common ground, in my naivety and ignorance in my third dimensional self, was thinking that it was common ground of diversity. In other words, that we are so many different hues and cultures, which happened because of our displacement during the slave trade, and that we have so many different attitudes and judgments amongst ourselves, that those things must be softened, and we must come to each other with an open heart and respect her role as I would ask you to respect mine. All of this message will be in duality. We live in a third-dimensional world. So all of this message will have two aspects. It will have the spiritual aspect, which is what I just explained, the sort of the grounded we're looking at each other with various judgments around just about every facet of our existence, our economics, our cultural paradigms, the way we dress, the way we wear our hair, the way we come into this world and how we bring ourselves forward from carrying a briefcase in corporate America to tilling the earth and being an herbal goddess of the earth. We need to look at each other with open hearts. And that is definitely a message of the common ground. The other piece of the common ground, the esoteric piece, is to understand that everything is love. And take this out of the spiritual gobbledygook translation and to really look at it, because this channel spoke about love and spoke about love from a position of strength. No violence. As a matter of fact, it was a position of taking up self-care and self-strength and self-worth. From everything, from yourself to the members of your family, your community, and then expanded out into the world. So going back to the incestuousness of our gift, because of that reliance that we have come upon going to grandma or going down to aunt, auntie, there's not been a real understanding of what's available to you in the subtle frequencies. It is very, 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 very important right now that through the subtle frequencies, you can listen to the quiet. The guidance said to me the other day, listen to the silence, listen to the silence, listen to the silence, listen to the silence. It's too quiet, it's too quiet, it's too quiet, it's too quiet. And some things occurred, which I won't speak of at this moment. When we listen to the silence in our hearts, it is like listening to the drum beats that communicated all manners of things to us. It's like tapping into the heartbeat of Earth and the heartbeat of the universe. It is all one. And that is the other message. That when you go into subtle frequencies, the illusion of separateness falls away. And that you're able to get connected to all aspects through the universe, through the rhythms of Earth, and then through your own esoteric humanity. And then there comes a trusting of those instincts, a trusting of that intuition, and a trusting and expansion of your gift. The channel speaks in metaphors, and one of the metaphors that came forward was that there is a huge rip, tear, void, hole in the infinite one mind, one heart. And that the esoteric frequencies of the African-American brown-hued woman is vital and required right now to balance out some of what is happening in the world. And this is unique. Our energy is unique. This is not going to be fixed by or repaired or balanced or harmonized, whichever aligned, any of those words, through any other cultural female. Our energy is required right now. Our energy expanded and sensitized to the subtle frequencies is required right now. Now, our ancestors have spoken, and I have received a command to heal our ancestors, which is another conversation for another time. But through that command, the Neteru is allowing a way, opened a way, for our ancestors to shed the energy of the esoteric energy of slavery that has affected our DNA over many, 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 many generations of our existence. And the ancestors are requesting that we elevate them, cleanse, clear, and heal this energy within their vital essence. How you do this is, you know, a way of your choosing. I've been given away, gifted away. However, the intention and the awareness of all ancestors as they cross over in this recent time, as well as through the ancients, they were requesting that we release the genetic, esoteric, societal, physical, mental, emotional vestiges of slavery from our very being on all levels. Now remember the polarity. So in our culture today, if you were to look at it from a more sensitive point of view, where are you seeing slavery? And from the esoteric and subtle and spiritual points of view, where are we seeing slavery? The channel spoke of the DNA being warped. I didn't like that word so well. And the channel also spoke of switches within our DNA, and I'm not certain if it's in the physical or in the spiritual, that are available to be flipped back on, almost like you would flip on a light. And that will open up to us deeper experiences within the subtle realms. The channel also spoke about the number two. And when we see the number two, license plates and I don't know, things that are popping up, and you see that number two, it is time to look at, it is signaling us to look at whatever before us, there is a subtle energy to it, and there is a real physical energy to it. One of the things that came through in the channel was that our children, especially our children, it is time for them to walk and choose on the physical plane, to buddy up. Do not allow our children to be in the world by themselves, to create community and neighbors. You know, maybe back in the 50s, you know, there was a neighborhood mom. It's time to get back to that to keep our children safe. In the esoteric, the ancestors are coming back through our children, and our children are going to be not understood. You won't understand your children. The channel said that there will be a 90-year-old in a 2-year-old's body. And in the new frequency and the new energy, one of the gifts is that we will not have to go through the life lessons and the karmic lessons, that they will remember their gifts from previous lives and bring that through, so that there is an expansion of the esoteric spiritual energy contained within our children. They are our teachers, and they are our wisdom. The evolution of children will also be that they will not go through the growth in a traditional way, the way that we have come to be expected. You might find that your children are walking earlier in age or talking earlier in age, and their prolific gift, art, music, innovation, entrepreneurship will be coming in at very early ages. We need to keep up. So this elevation of the ancestors is very important, because now they're cycling back through, and they want to cycle through the light. We are light star people, and they want to come back to us, incarnate back into this existence, light, as light. And that is requiring the releasing of some of the old energy in the old paradigms. When we look at what is common ground, the channel is saying in the spiritual that the esoteric frequencies are our common ground, and that because of our history, we do not have a place in the physical to go and be. We can design places, obviously, we can design communities. But the common ground for the African American female in particular, and the African American brown-hued culture and society in general, is to be in this elevated place within the subtle frequencies and to understand the silence and the gaps. To understand the law of polarity. If you were to want to study one thing, it is the law of polarity and how to use it to manifest and achieve in all aspects of your life, not just the physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, all aspects. Now, this movement is happening. It is happening. That's support and understanding of our culture and understanding the economics, strength, the strength in health care, the strength in all areas of your life that is specific to your culture. The guidance is saying that we must respect our differences and our gifts in areas of entrepreneurism, healing, innovation, enterprise, education, in just the many, many aspects of life. When we seek to understand the Ananoniyeshkenana, these things from the subtle frequencies, the way will be made easier for you. Areas where you are struggling, the one thing that is very important, very, 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 very important, is the mindset and the foundational emotions that you are using as you're bringing these areas, these aspects into beingness. This is very important. There is love in all things. So if you are bringing forward your business, your aspect, your gift from the foundational love of hatred for another, regardless of their skin type, their culture, their being, or their paradigms, this foundation is filthy, it is not pure, and it will not be ascended into a higher frequency. The achievement will be limited, and the achievement will not be in alignment with what is best for your society. It is possible to have strength in love. In other words, really, in plain English, don't take anybody's crap. Don't accept their hatred or their love in the disguise of hatred. This is something that we must examine and look at and be of a query as to how to bring this foundation into place. That is why the guides are saying that this is it is a love of strength. We are not saying that love is violins and tulips. It can be the love of self to the point of standing firmly in your position. However, the balance, which we will talk about next, brings harmony, and harmony brings peace, and peace and brings creativity, and creative solutions come forward in ways that you would not have ever been able to imagine, way past your devices as a human being. Ananoniyeshkena, you go into the esoteric and pull out of the unknown that which is known, that which is required, and out of the unseen becomes seen. This is why we say this is very important. It may be something that has to be explored, taken into your system, and evaluated. Which love am I coming from? And cleanse, purify, and design paradigms for these aspects of living from the paradigm of the highest and purest love that you can bring forth. Ananoniyeshkena, finally, the channel talked about changing the goals around what you would consider to be spiritual ascension. The ascension is happening in the here and now, in this time and space, and in this polarity. It is happening with every breath that you take, every decision that you make, and every action that comes out of the results of your paradigms, your emotions, your feelings. The channel talked about the goal being balance. It is not necessary for you to achieve any the word that's coming right now is coercion, but it is not necessary for you to convince anybody to come into your point of view. What is required is for harmony is that you understand that the other's point of view exists And if you do not wish to have that point of view present in your physical, that you bring forward the energy of the opposite. So we would use the words, in this case, anger and love. If you are seeing immense anger in front of you, then what frequency of love can come forward to balance out that anger? And again, there will be duality. There will be twos. Think of the twos. So some people will march. Some people will be at home putting energy into the world. Some people will be taking community action. Some people will be making sure that our children are safe. Some people, children, institutions, organizations are safe. Ononeeshkena from physical danger. Iokona. Some people will understand the history and the education and find the balance points within those areas. The balance point between anger and love in any situation, Iokona Naniekena, will have many aspects, colors, and hues, and we must understand these things in order to respect the actions that our sister goddesses and empresses, our elders and wise ones are taking, so that we will know that there are many aspects, not just the aspect that is yours, and that these all of these aspects, Naniekena, combined in the energy, in the esoteric realms, to create the balance point. This is very important, Iokona Naniyeshkena, that the goal becomes balance, Iokona, and the balance creates the harmony creates the peace, and the peace creates creativity, and the world is now, Ononiyeshkena, created anew. So now we hope that you see that Ononoyeshkena, your contribution is very important. Iekona niekena nanioko, okona ieshkena nanioko. And that the one who is speaking has learned much through this journey. Ioshkona nieshkena. Yes, iokona nieshkena. There was one more thing. Ononoyeshkena nanioko, okona ieshkena. She has been shown, but she is not spoken of. The listening to the gifted ones, Iokona Nieshkena, Iokona Niekena Nanioko. But when you find one amongst you, in your community, in your sacred community, Ioshkona Nieshkena, this is the way that that is a contribution, Iokona Niekena. Throughout history, throughout your history, there has been one that is the oracle, one that is the healer, Ioshkona Iekena. So that it is important that you understand these gifts and to know which one to go to, Ioshkona Iekena. The Ioshkona Iekena, we spoke that it is very important that when you come into the subtle frequencies, that you also come into your heart and into discernment. Ono Iekena, what is this person saying? Ananioko, providing Ieshkena Nioko, and put it in through the heart chakra, into your heart, Iokona, for discernment and knowing, Ioshkona Niekena. That does not ring true, Iokona Nieshkena, release and move away from, Iokona Nieshkena, Iokona. That rings true, you will have a knowing in your heart, Iokona, the feeling that it's just right, Iokona Nieshkena. The one thing she forgot to mention, that in the pairings, Iokona Nieshkena, these are not pairings for life where you anchor in, Iokona Nieshkena. The other piece of this, which we have not talked about extensively yet, Iokona, is the law of vibration. And to understand, that is why it's so important, because your culture has known the law of vibration at the most subtle frequencies. So you understand that things are always moving and shifting. So even when things appear to be stagnant and still, Iokona Nieshkena, at the subtle realms there is movement, Iokona Nieshkena. And you must become patient, Iokona Nieshkena. Things may not always seem like they are changing and moving, but they are, Iokona Nieshkena Nanioko. And so think of this as a pairing for this moment. And when you come together for this moment, Most likely, one will have a spiritual aspect or a spiritual understanding, and one will have a more grounded perspective of the physical third dimension. And then you will bounce off of each other and go on to another pairing and another pairing and another pairing. Some of these pairings, yes, may be lifetime, but more often than not, there's going to be like this movement. Just think of the atoms bouncing off of each other to create more and unique material, understanding, education, and innovation. So the discernment about who is before you is very, 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 very important. So even through the one who is speaking, when she became inspired this morning in her first thought of the morning, to record this and send it forward, she understands that you may listen or not, and hear an aspect of authenticity and truth or not, but it is important to understand. This was the only way she knew, and this is the best way she could. We love our vessel, and we understand her humanness, and in some ways, while we used to call her little one, and she has matured, she is still a baby in the esoteric realms, and many times she will say, why me? And we always say to her, it is because no one else has your voice or your frequency. So we would say the same to you, why you? Why me? Ieshkena nanayokona. Because no one else has your voice or your frequency. Iokona nieshkena. So while we will say that your iokona, your gifts, iokona, are iokona ieshkena, in the subtle realms and in the privacy of your homes, iokona ieshkena, this is a good thing. Iokona nieshkena. Our vessel was questioning that the other day, if it was a good thing or not. Iokona. But it is a good thing. Ioshkona nieshkena. We would say that not everything has to be known, Ioshkona, to the world at large, Iokona, and you stand on a mountaintop and allow yourself to be completely known, Ioshkona nieshkena. There is silence for you as well, Iokona nieshkena. And we would ask you to employ it, iokona niekena, be in the silent realms, be in the quietude, ioshkona nieshkena. The main message of the day, iokona ieshkena, is that the quietude is available to you. The quietude, ioshkona nieshkena, has messages for you, iokona nanioko. And the quietude, ieshkena nananioko, has forewarning for you, ieshkena nanioko nananioko. And the quietude has inspiration for you, iekena nanioshkona. So the main message is, iokona nieshkena. As my vessel would say, iokona, get out of your head, ioshkona nieshkena. Get out of your homes, iokona ieshkena. Get out of your paradigm, iokona ieshkena. About what the subtle gifts look like, ioshkona niekena. Because there is so much more available to you. And in this frequency, in this time, and in this place, iokona nieshkena, the infinite I am, the infinite one mind, requires your input, iokona nieshkena, so that there is more for the whole world to draw from, the universe to draw from, ioshkona nieshkena, so that they understand the communal, iokona, the subtle, ieshkena, the loving, ieshkena. At the heart, Ioshkona, we spoke of you being an indigenous people, Ieshkena Nananioko, that was transported, Ieshkena, and treated like cattle, Iokona Ieshkena. Understand, Iokona Ieshkena, As we were explaining to the Urvisal Iokona Ieshkena, that this must have some effect on the very quintessential essence that you were and that you currently are, Iokona, in this iteration of the energy. Iokona Ieshkena, Aana Nieshkena Nanayoko. Think about it. Think about it. This is not requiring scientific exploration, although it will be done and things are coming out. Just think about it from a very almost logical point of view. If you are saying that you have experienced violence, our vessel has experienced violence, Iokona, and then there is some, and then part of the emotional result is post-traumatic stress disorder, Iokona Ieshkena, that takes years to get over, years for trust and knowingness and self-assuredness, and non Ieshkena to come forward again. Just think of what Ananayoko, the atrocities, Ananayoko, of the vile and inhumane treatment, Anonoyekena, that occurred during this experience called slavery, Iokona. Just imagine what it has done to the very essence, the very DNA, Ananayoko, of your people across all time and space, Iokona Nieshkena. This is not rocket science, Iokona Nieshkena. This is common sense, as you would say, Iokona Nieshkena. Now, Iokona, the subtle and new energy, Iokona Nieshkena Nanayoko, is not Anonoyeshkena allowing Iekena Nioko for this essence to continue Ananioko na Ieshkena without dragging down Anonoyeshkena, not only a whole culture of people, but a whole race, Iokona, of people and human mankind, Ieshkena na Niekena. It is time, Iokona, to purge Iokona Iekena Ananayeke, purify Ieshkena and release Iokona, this heaviness, Ananiokona Ieshkena. Because in the light energies there is a disparity. This heaviness cannot move and pull forward Iokona into the lighter frequencies, Ananiokona, that the I am, Iokona, is evolving into, Iokona Ieshkena. This is just the beginning of this light energy and this new energy, Iokona. So there is time, but there is time now for care and compassion. There is time now for care and compassion and consideration, Ononoyeshkena, of community, Ananayoko, and communion, Iokona Ieshkena Ananayoko. This energy of the female, brown-hued woman is essential, Ioshkona Ieshkena. It is essential, Iokona Nieshkena. It is essential, Okona Nieshkena. The womb of the Eternal Mother, Ioshkona Nieshkena, is coming forth. Know that you can put your vital essence into her, Ioshkona, for transformation, Anana Nieshkena, and healing. Onana Nieshkena Nieshkena Nanyoko Okona Nieshkena. So, this is what she came up with. This is her very Ieshkena, best she can do, Iokona Ieshkena. She has been feeling that she has not been obedient, Iokona Ieshkena. But we do not require obedience, Iokona. We require free choice and free will, Ieshkena. It is not even a requirement. That is not good translation, Iokona. It is a beingness, Iokona. It is a Ieshkena frequency within your dimension. Nothing moves forward without your free choice and your free will, Ieshkona Ieshkena. So she chose to do things a little differently than what she was given, Iokona Ieshkena, because Iokona, she is human, Iokona Ieshkena. So treat this message with love, Iokona. Treat this message, bring it into your heart, Ieshkena, and understand that the messenger is acting through love, Iokona, for love, Ieshkena Nanayoko, and to love that you are, Iokona Nieshkena. Take care of your children, Ononoyeshkena. come into the subtle frequencies, Yoko Nanieshkena. Understand that there is vibration and movement, even if you do not see any, Iyoshko Nanieshkena. Understand that your essence is vital to the infinite I Am, one mind, one heart, Iyokona, and the divine intelligence, Iyokona Nieshkena. No, brown-hued women, Iyoshkona Nieshkena, that you are vital to the polarity in Onoyeshkena, the duality that is happening in this planet right now, Iyokona Nieshkena, and your essence, Iyokona Nieshkena, is Iyokona of utmost importance, Iyokona. Respect her way as she must respect yours, Iyokona Nieshkena. And take these gifts, Iyokona Nieshkena, and look at it both in the spiritual, in the esoteric, in the subtle, Iyoshkona, as well as in the physical, Iyoshkona Nieshkena. Anono Nieshkena, understand that the ancestors that are flowing through your womb, Anono Nieshkena, you may not understand them, Iyokona Nieshkena. Nurture them with love, Iyokona Nieshkena, and kindness for yourself, Iyokona Nieshkena. And just exhale a lot, Anono Nieshkena, as your 2-year-old is talking as a 90-year-old wise elder, Iyokona Nieshkena. Bring forth into your community that which you know, Ieshkena, to be true for you, Ieshkona, Ananieshkena, and come to your community with an authentic, loving heart, Ieshkona, Ieshkena. Have that love come from the foundation of spirit and source, Ieshkona, Ieshkena, and not from your human experiences, Ieshkona, Ieshkena. Know this, Iyokona Nieshkena. The ancestors, Iyokona Nieshkena Nanioko, are calling us, Iyokona Nieshkena, to release them into the light, Iyoshkona Nieshkena, to allow the heaviness, Iyokona Nieshkena, to be released so that it is not being repeated, Iyokona Nieshkena. Understand, Iyoshkona Nanieke, that these prayers are for you, and for your future, Iyoshkona Nieshkena, in a linear standpoint, Iyoshkona Nieshkena. But in the quantum standpoint, Iyeshkena Naniyokona Nieshkena, the elevation and the ascension Ononieshkena of your beautiful, rich tribe of Nani Iyoshkona, brown-skinned people, brown-hued people, Iyoshkona Nieshkena. It is time, Iyokona Nieshkena, for this richness, Iyokona, and regalness, Iyokona, and the communal values, Iyokona, and the matriarch, Iyokona Nieshkena, to take Iyokona Nieshkena a prominent place, Anono Iyoshkona Nieke, of the mindset, within the mindset, within the mindset and heart set of your people. Iyoshkona Nieshkena. There may not be an Israel, an America, an Italy, a geographic plane, Iyeshkena Nieshkona Nieke, that you can come into, even in Africa, Iyoshkona Nieshkena, with all its diversity within each country, Iyoshkona. The common ground, Iyoshkona Nieshkena, exists within the esoteric plane, Onono Nieshkena, within the emotional frequencies, Iyokona Nieshkena. Understand this, Iyokona, and know this, Iyokona, and yes, use this, Iyokona Nieshkena. Ananayoko Okona Iyena. That is all. That is all. Iyokona Nieshkena Naniyoko. Please treat our vessel kindly, Iyeshkona Iyeshkena Naniyoko. We love her deeply, Iyokona Iyeshkena, and we love you deeply, Iyokona Iyeshkena Naniyoko. We love you, we love you, we love you, Iyeshkona Iyeshkena Naniyoko. We love you very, very, very deeply, Iyeshkona Naniyoko, and we wish you adieu. Sigh. This is Mercedes Iocona. May you know the divine intimately, and may you experience her in your full regalness. Thank you.